Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's all starting to track, huh? So much so that the media may have to cover the Bidens. Maybe now that Fox News has lost to MSNBC for the first time in years, that crooked network will actually cover the story of the century. Maybe others will follow suit. Because the story of the century, folks, is that America's first fake president is on the take. And here's the thing, it isn't even news. Joe Biden, folks, had an explosive earnings year in 2017. He didn't hit the lotto. He didn't make it big in the stock market. Joe did what Joe has been doing ever since he's been in politics. Now, I want you to understand, he went from $500,000 a year before, give or take, $400,000 around that, to $15.6 million, I think is what they said. $15.6 million. So, he essentially made $17 million in a single year. Now, that's enough to make people take notice in the real world. Because, as I said, you either hit the lotto or you got your invention sold or you went in the shark tank and did something. I mean, give me something new that you did. Did Joe get a new occupation? What did Joe do? Did he become an underwater welder? Did he start teaching school? Maybe he joined the union. Who knows? Now, don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm all for capitalism. I'm an unavowed capitalist. Maybe that's not the right word. Unapologetic. There we go. I'm an unapologetic capitalist. I want people to go out and do your thing. Make money. If you've got a service, do it. And that service could be imparting knowledge. If Joe Biden could go out there and tell people, I'm an amazing politician. I can tell you how to do stuff. Here's my consulting company. Show me the invoices. I'll tell you this. The IRS showing up to my house twice. You better know we have everything documented. Here's where we got our money. Here's where it went. And by the way, it goes out a lot faster than it comes in. Sad to tell you. But we can track it, and we can track our losses fast. In fact, I was having this conversation with Melissa the other day saying, hey, you better go out and scare something up. So happy birthday to me in a week or so. But look, I'm okay with Joe Biden doubling his income. Wouldn't that be something? Let me ask you this. America, what would you do if you knew next year you were going to double your income? How would you feel? Well, what if I told you that I could take you from $100,000 a year to $3.9 million? Would you feel pretty good about me? Let me ask you this. If you did that, would your friends and family go, what did you do, Bill? Exactly how you did. They would be curious to know. And if you told them, you know, well, went out, I did a few speeches. That's right. And then I sold some books. Now, I don't know about you. I don't think Joe Biden sold $10 million in books. I don't think people are that interested. When you get a book deal, it's pretty standard. So they say, okay, here's my book deal. I'll give you $2 million advance, which you don't get that in the types of book deals I get. But the average, let's say a Joe Biden might get $1 million to $2 million max. And let me tell you something, that's all he's getting. Hillary Clinton, she might get $5 to $7 million. That's all she's getting because they're never going to sell as many books as they get. They're going to get other people to buy them, and that's your number. Barack Obama and his wife got $30, $40 million. That's all they got. They're not going to sell that many books. You got to sell a lot of books. I mean, it's print on paper, but you got to sell a lot of them to make that money. It's grift. It's graft. It's them getting deals from people. That's all that is. They get fat cats to agree to buy 10. I'll buy 10,000, and then they give them away. Let me tell you, I know how this works. Didn't work like that for me, for the record. I went out and sold books. But with the other people, I'm telling you, they go, who ate my cheese? That was a big deal. I can tell you, I went into corporate office after corporate office, sat with fat cat after fat cat, and every one of them had 100 who ate my cheese, and every time somebody came to their office, they gave you a book. I probably got at least 8 of them for free. Kevin, have you read Who Ate My Cheese? No, Bill. Well, here, have one of mine. And they'd give me, and I'd look at their bookshelves, and they'd be lined up. They have book after book after book. And it's not just business books. It would be book. If they liked Joe Biden, there'd be a bunch of Joe Biden books up there. But you can't buy $10 million worth. There aren't that many people that give a crap. So I understand Joe Biden should have gotten a bump. He had gotten a slight bump every year. Go back. I talked about this the other day. Joe Biden had gone from $200,000 a year to roughly $400,000 a year over his career. Not bad. And if he had invested better and all that, you could, you know, in other words, you would have seen a slight bump each year that would have gone not from 200 to 400, but 200,000. He'd take his salary, he'd invest, and it would go to 250, 300, and maybe by the end of his career, he would have been worth, say, $4 or $5 million. That's what the Biden family would be bringing in. But Joe didn't know how to do it until 2016, when he was getting out, and he'd already started doing it, and then he got this big bump, and you know what he had to do? Somebody said, here's what we're going to do, Joe. We're going to form an S-Corp. You're going to put all that funny money into that S-Corp. We're going to disguise it under this, some completely, you know, something that amorphous is, that's not the word I'm looking for, but it's not going to be an entity anybody cares about. We're just going to put it into a category, and you'll be fine. And nobody's going to question it, and we'll run interference for you. And essentially, that's what they did. $10 million listed as income from Joe's memoir, $3 million listed as income from Jill's book. I can practically guarantee you Jill Biden did not make, Jill, his wife, did not make $3 million in her book, and Joe Biden did not make $10 million in his. And you know what the big issue for them is now? How do they cover this up? What are they going to do? And here's what this guy writes at Zero Hedge. In light of recent revelations from whistleblowers, including the fact that the FBI hid evidence that the owner of Burisma made 17 blackmail tapes of the Bidens, who were allegedly paid $10 million, $5 million to Joe, $5 million to Hunter, Republican lawmakers want to take a closer look at Biden's tax returns. And do you recall, Joe Biden removed his tax returns from the website for the very years that we are talking about right now. Keep it here, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The crooked Bidens. And the paper trail is so easy, a third grader could follow this paper trail. You don't need Woodward and Bernstein for this. You don't need Peter Schweikert. All you got to do is go look for common sense and figure out that the Bidens are hiding something. Before the 2020 election, they write this, USA Today published a fact-check article that tried to support the claims that the Bidens earned $15.6 million from speaking fees and book deals from 2017 to 2019. And then more than $10 million of the total income was profits from Biden's memoir, Promise Me, Dad, and $3 million in profits from Jill's books. But a closer inspection of Biden's 2017 tax return raises serious questions over where the Biden's income came from originally. I think it was made in a lab in China. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Follow the source link provided to the $10 million number, and you'll end up at Joe Biden's campaign website with financial disclosure links to only their individual tax returns, not their S corporation tax returns. And this is the smokescreen that's there. It's like, poof, magically appears, $10 million. Rudy Giuliani commented about it when he was talking to, I forget her name, but I met her when I was in New York at an event. But anyway, he's talking to her about it, and he says, we gave this information to the FBI. This is a matter of public record in terms of the FBI had it, and they did nothing. And here's Rudy Giuliani talking about it.
The reality is that we gave it to them in January of 2020, and the Pittsburgh U.S. attorney was very interested. And then in a very strange move, Barr took it away from him, gave it to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. He didn't do a damn thing about it. And the woman was under threat of death. So we tried to put pressure on them to do something. Look, suppose she was lying. You would find out in a minute. She wouldn't have the accounts. She either has the goods or she doesn't. And it's absurd not to interview her.
1,000%.
She claimed she had bank accounts and that the Bidens got a lot more money under the table than already we had $8 million on the table that we could prove, which they could prove tomorrow if they wanted to. They could have proved it 3 years ago, Rita. They could have indicted him before he ran for president and obviated this problem. We could have found out if he was innocent or guilty in January of 2020. All the witnesses were there, and I have them on tape. Mike Shokin. Shokin was willing to come and testify. That's the prosecutor who will tell you he was dismissed because they wanted to fix the Burisma case. And he got fired because Joe Biden required the president of the Ukraine to do it. Actually called him 4 times in 6 days and basically hounded him to death. And you have 4 recordings. You have 4 indications of 1 hour telephone calls between Biden and the president of the Ukraine during that very period.
Wow, that
and
is
you have
stunning
his testimony.
Rudy.
Oh, by the way, it's also corroborated by his deputy who heard most of the conversation.
I'm not going to bore you with what would they be doing if this were Trump, but you know this is just an atrocity that Biden, and by the way, he's not going to get away with it. That's the good news, is we are so vocal, people like myself, the big mouse, we are never going to shut up the same way I'm never going to shut up about the cheated election in 2020. Just for the record, you should watch Narcos Mexico. Go back and look at the Mexican elections in the 1980s. I want to say 1984, 86, something like that, and see what they did to cheat. The Democrats took a page from the third world Mexico, essentially, election system, and did exactly the same thing here in the year 2020. And they want to make it look like we got to save the democracy, save the democracy. I was watching that. They cheated in that election. There's no way the guy was going to win who won. And they did the same thing here. And they want us to just believe it. Well, it didn't work out too well for Mexico, and it isn't going to work out too well here either. As I like to remind you, the Judeo-Christian people out there, we win in the end. Don't you ever give up. Anyway, Giuliani's laying it out for you. He says Barr took it away from the Pittsburgh, prosecutor. They took it away from him. He was interested, sent it to Delaware. What happened? Nothing. They slow walked it. Ask yourself, how can you have all the information you have on Hunter Biden? You know he cheated in his taxes. Somebody paid his debt, and not a single thing happens. Unless you have a DOJ that's participating. How is it even possible? Here's Ted Cruz asking a question about the Bidens and telling you there's been no clearer path of corruption, then, I mean, you can't lay it out any clearer. Here it is.
This indictment came literally the day that we learned that there's an informant that the FBI has relied upon, an informant that the FBI has trusted in previous cases who came forward and alleged that Joe Biden received a $5 million bribe from Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company that was paying Hunter Biden $1 million a year, and that we know Joe Biden took official acts to benefit. He bragged, the infamous son of a exchange, he bragged about holding $1 billion in American aid hostage to force Ukraine to fire the prosecutor who was going after the corrupt oligarch who owned Burisma. So if you look at bribery, you need a quid pro quo. We know there's a quo. We know that Joe Biden took official action that benefited Burisma. If, in fact, he deposited $5 million from Burisma, Joe Biden should be charged and prosecuted for bribery. To be honest, that is the most grave allegation against a president that we've seen in our lifetimes.
It couldn't be more clear. Just as I say, look, I'm not going to do it. I got too many things on my plate. But here's what I will tell you. You go look at when Joe Biden left the vice presidency. You look at his income, as I said, from all those years, the abrupt change in his income from 2016 to 2017, the timeline of all the things that we're talking about here, and it is so obvious why he had such a big change in income. And let me tell you what the book deal was. The book deal had nothing to do with how many books Joe Biden or Jill Biden could sell. Neither one of them, nobody cares about. I bet if you go, I would be subpoenaing the records of the companies that did the book deals, because you're going to find out they didn't sell nearly enough books to make that kind of coin. That's a massive bestseller. It would be going on for, I don't know, this is 2017 to 2019, but in the one year, $15.6 million, a 44% increase in income. That's unheard of. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. A new Justice Department report says the Minneapolis Police Department routinely discriminates against minorities and violates the rights of people exercising protected speech. The investigation began after the death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis officer about 2 years ago.
His death has had an irrevocable impact on the Minneapolis community, on our country, and on the world.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says federal and city officials are working on a consent decree to make changes. The man who killed 11 people inside a Pittsburgh synagogue nearly 5 years ago has been found guilty of all counts, murder and hate crimes. He served an 8-game suspension and said he was sorry for video showing him flashing a gun. But now the NBA's Ja Morant will sit out 25 more games. He was caught on video doing it again. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Got an investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president. Our chief national affairs correspondent, Tom Yamas, traveled to Ukraine to try to get some answers. And, Tom, what did you find?
Dave, good morning to you. This is actually an issue Joe Biden has been dealing with since 2014. But it's come up again because he's now running for president. Republicans, including President Trump, are trying to hammer Biden over this. At issue, was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
Mr. Vice President, Tom Yamas with ABC News. How you doing? Got a quick question for you.
It's a question we tried to ask repeatedly.
Can we ask you about Ukraine and China?
But kept getting blocked. Questions about foreign deals his son Hunter Biden pursued.
My father, Joe Biden.
In countries where Joe Biden was working as America's top diplomat. In 2014, Ukrainians, sick of corruption, revolted. Vice President Joe Biden went to Kiev to help the new government.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then, something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year. Hunter, a lawyer who had just been discharged from the Navy Reserves for testing positive for cocaine.
Mr. Hunter Biden.
He had served on other boards, but had no known experience in Ukraine or natural gas. We went to Kiev and found even among Joe Biden supporters in Ukraine, Hunter's hiring was troubling. How do you judge what Hunter Biden was doing?
I think that Hunter Biden did a very bad thing, and he was very wrong. He allowed his name to be abused.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China.
Welcome back, folks. That was an ABC interview from 2020, the year 2020. And nothing's happened since then. None of the major news networks are covering this story, but they covered it in 2020. I don't know why, but they did. And they touched on all the touch points. They touched on the touch points of everything that is in discussion today. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hunter Biden himself has said on multiple occasions that he involved the family's business, the family, in business overseas. And yet, Joe Biden says, we didn't do anything wrong. I didn't take any money.
Mueller and 18 angry Democrats and FBI agents all over the place spent $48 million. They went through everything I had, including my tax returns, and they found absolutely no collusion and nothing wrong. $48 million. I guarantee you, if I spent $1 million on you, Joe, I could find plenty wrong. Because
all right,
the kind of things that you've done and the kind of monies that your family has taken, I mean, your brother made money in Iraq, millions of dollars. Your other brother made a fortune, and it's all through you, Joe. And they say you get some of it, and you do live very well. You have houses all over the place. You live very well.
That was Trump's reminding us that in 2020, during the election cycle, he called Biden out. He said, "What's this guy doing?" And it was funny because Biden immediately, you've got a bank account in China. This guy here, he's got a bank account in China. And he immediately, you can tell when somebody's guilty. Do we have that clip? Because I swear, if you listen to Biden, you go, this is guilty dog barking.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return. What are you hiding?
So, let's fast forward, folks. I dare you. Don't believe me. Just tell a Democrat. Google Joe Biden's 2017 taxes, and watch what you get. Because I already know. See, you're going to get a campaign. Donate here. He won't show you his 2017 taxes. Now, look, I'm not telling you that's guilty or anything in particular, but here's what I will tell you. The guy that brags that he released all his taxes leading into 2020 takes down the tax year that happens to be in question of when his son was doing all that dirty work. See, that to me is fishy. But it isn't fishy because I already know he's guilty. They're taking it down to try to clean it up. Now, where are his S-Corp taxes? See, those are the ones that will really reveal where this money came from. And all this tricky stuff that they did with all these different corporations that they set up all over the place that would take us, according to sources, 10 years to figure out, ended up in that bank account. And Republicans want to know, Joe, where did you get this $10 million? Because it doesn't show up in your book deals. It doesn't show up in your speeches. Where did that come from? Are they fabricating events? How are they going to make all this up? And how can they keep a genie on the lid, this fat genie, you know, because it's out of the bottle. How are they going to get this fat genie back in the bottle? Because you got to pay everybody off. You got to get everybody complicit. You want to make up speaking engagements? You got to create invoices, and those people are going to get audited. The woman who was going to reveal all of this stuff, just so you know, folks, that Rudy Giuliani gave them. She was under death threat. She had bank accounts. Rudy Giuliani said, we had $8 million we knew of on the table. And this woman said, no, there's more. They're being paid under the table. And you know what? She mysteriously died. I think in a car wreck. You can go look it up. You don't have to believe me. So where's the transparency on this $10 million? Here's what Senator Ron Johnson said. Biden should disclose, and every member of the press needs to hound him until he does. Where did this $10 million come from? Representative Nancy Mace, who I played her clip, where she said, Donald Trump, I'm no fan of Trump. He primaried me. But you know what they're doing to him is unfair. And here's what she said about this. Biden should produce unredacted bank records to provide transparency. Where is Joe Biden on this transparency? She says, seems to be selling out the country. Funny, she says. If he's serious about proving our allegations wrong, he should release his and his family's unredacted bank records and show the American people where all this money is coming from. The FBI can't protect him forever. Folks, this is strictly a wait game. They want to wait it out. They're pushing it out as they build strategies around it. And let me tell you, I don't know if you heard the clip. Nobody's above the law. Above the law. Above the law. Everybody's talking about nobody is above the law. This is supposedly in response to Joe Biden as president, right? Here's what the media is saying.
The idea that no person is above the law is a bedrock principle of American justice.
No man is above the law, no matter what the crime.
And I agree with you. No man is above the law. No person is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
He has to be held accountable. He's not above the law.
No one's above the law. Either that nor any other title puts you above the rule of law.
No one is truly above the law.
That is what it means to have a rule of law. That is what it means to not have a king.
They're not above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
Everyone will be treated, as Merrick Garland has said, as, equally.
Well, then no one is above the law, which is foundational.
No one is above the law, even a former president.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
No one is above the law.
The law is the law, and no one should be above it.
And yes, nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one else is above the law, including a president.
Nobody is above the law. You can't have two justice systems in America. It has to be one justice system. And anybody who breaks the law should be held accountable.
And that no one is above the law.
No one is above the law, and our president is not above the law.
I always thought that this country, that no one was above the law.
You know what it means when leftists say something, right? Because that's all the media talking heads. That's all a bunch of leftists. We've got to make it clear that no one's above the law. Even the president, he's not above the law. Not no one's above the law. Above the law. Well, either one of two things is happening. They're getting ready to abandon Joe Biden because they've got their strategy set. And I told you, they've already got Newsom out there. He's out there doing interviews. But the problem with Newsom is he's connecting himself too closely to Biden. But trust me, he's going to abandon him at the right point. But they're telling you nobody's above the law. You've done this long enough to know what? That they want to make him above the law. They want you to believe that they don't...
We don't believe he's above the law.
They do believe he's above the law.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
We're learning of Hunter Biden's business partners' relations with the White House, the big three major networks. Their evening broadcast spent a total of 0 minutes covering this revelation. Instead, they covered topics like rising sea levels in the Gulf of Mexico, rising costs of postage stamps, and, of course, the AI revolution.
Right. And Fox News contributor Joe Concha joins me now. Joe, does any of this shock you at all? Because it does not me.
The Dean Wormer treatment, huh, guys? 0.0 minutes of coverage. No, not at all. I mean, we've seen this movie many times when it comes to this particular bombshell, and it is a bombshell. I mean, 80 times. But Joe Biden told our Peter Doocy in those clips you just played that he never discussed his son's business dealings with him. And again, it's the easiest game to play. If Donald Trump Jr. was under federal investigation for tax issues and business dealings in China and Ukraine, and President Trump said he never discussed this with his son, and then visitor logs show that it completely contradicts that claim 80 times over, would ABC, NBC, CBS be all over this like white on rice?
Welcome, folks. Just giving you a little bit of a history lesson on Joe Biden says, knew nothing, which, and I've just argued this from a common sense point of view. Who doesn't know about their son's business dealings? Particularly when they're so closely tied. But let me remind you, Hunter Biden has already documented that his dad knows all about his business dealings. And we have a recording of him. We had to clean it up. But I'm going to play this recording because I want you to show. Here's Hunter saying, my dad did this, my dad. He's all afraid. And what else does he admit? He's in business with Chinese spies. They're getting money for this or that. And he's under indictment. He's scared to death. Listen for yourself.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the f***ing spy chief of China. Who started the company that my partner, who is worth $323 billion, founded. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
So clearly, we've got Joe Biden talking to his son, running interference with the New York Times, and oh, by the way, so they could build the largest effing LNG plant in the world, liquid natural gas, which subverts American energy policy. Okay, so we've got two things now that we know connect the dots. One is Joe Biden with Burisma and that oil entity and him getting his son out and what we did for Ukraine and Burisma as it involves our energy policy. And now we've got China building the largest liquid natural gas plant. I mean, look, folks, I don't know how to serve something up on a platter any better than this. But the FBI, you know, I don't know. They're too busy looking for parents at school board meetings and monitoring our phone calls in order to get involved in something that truly involves national security. It's unbelievable to watch this play out, but I believe in the law. I believe that we will get to the bottom of this. So they go on. Eli Crane says this, representative from Arizona, Navy SEAL, acquaintance of mine. He says, and Eli says, the fact that there are credible claims signaling that a foreign national bribed the president of the United States with cash in exchange for influence over U.S. policy decision is appalling. Now that we know there are recordings of conversations Joe Biden and his degenerate son had with a Burisma executive, it's becoming more and more obvious how the indictment of President Trump is meant to be a distraction, said Crane. It would shock no one in this town if Biden received millions of dollars from selling out the country in a bribery scheme and then hid that money in shady shell companies. Would you be shocked? Would you be shocked to learn anything? Is there anything that I've said that if it turned out to be true, you'd be like, oh my gosh, Kevin, this is unbelievable? Or would you go, yep, I knew it. I know the answer. According to CPA Jerry Allison of Allison Financial Services, it's common for personal tax returns to admit line item income from a person's S-Corp entities. However, House investigators should be concerned over the lack of detail in light of last week's allegations about taking a foreign bribe while VP. The point I'm making here is that the $9.5 million income and the $557,000 income on Schedule E are after expenses have been subtracted. So the original income is much more than these numbers, Allison told Breitbart. It is my opinion that both S corporation returns should be examined to find the actual amount of income and to obtain clues as to where the income may have originated. I'm going to tell you this. You look at any of our S corp filings for my companies, you don't need to go one degree of separation to figure out where the money came from. There's an invoice that matches. Kevin spoke here. They paid me this much. Here were the expenses, and generally they cover expenses. So here are the expenses. Here's all the income. Here's all the outgo. Simple as that. You don't need to check with Cutting Ray Ray Nim. You know, it's all there. With the Bidens, it's this cloud of obscurity. And the Republicans are like this. We want to see what's under the covers. They're demanding transparency from Donald Trump's giving as much transparency as you can give. And I want you to think about that. In comparison, just look at the two, how they're handled. Donald Trump, voluntary, Joe Biden, where's his taxes? Here, take them. Now, Joe Biden, mister, where is his taxes? What's he doing? He's obscuring his taxes from you. The years in question, 2016 to 2019, those are the ones he doesn't want you to see. Go Google them. Celtic Capri Corp, an S Corp for Biden, was not listed on his personal tax return or campaign website, raising eyebrows as to why he would conceal such a large source of income from the public. They say it's common not to list corporate revenue on a personal income statement. Politicians running for office, though, typically disclose all sources of income in an attempt to appear as transparent as possible. But Joey Biden, Joey Demento, didn't do it. He's not that stupid, apparently. He knew exactly what he was trying to obscure.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.